A quick look at the Jaguars' tight end room, and you probably noticed Mercedes Lewis and a bunch of big athletic guys whose names are nowhere near the tip of your tongue. Don't feel bad. The Jaguars have been looking for more reliable options behind Lewis since before Dave Caldwell arrived. It's just they're finally getting somewhere. Lewis expects to return to Pro Bowl form in 2014, thanks to his dedication to his body and his daughter. He's coming off an injury-plagued 2013 where he lost 5 games to a lingering calf injury. So his off-season routine was, as he called it, insane, even for a guy who's used to grueling MMA workouts with Jay Glazer in L.A. The other part of that equation is mental, as a California judge provided a custody agreement which allows him to be the kind of father he never had for his daughter. It all adds up to a motivated Lewis whose huge frame with long arms and quick feet provide Chad Henne a weapon hard to cover in the middle of the field and the red zone. Clay Harbor showed up in Jacksonville from Philly last September as part of a roster overhaul. He made 24 catches and scored in Oakland and Cleveland. But more than that, he showed solid hands and a keen attention to detail in his routes. He flashes a guy who could get better and grow into the role of a move tight end for an offense that hasn't had one since Pete Mitchell left in 2002. He's also an effective and willing blocker, which isn't the norm for 6'3", 250-pounders in this day and age of pro ball. Harbor has bought into Gus Bradley's program, and it should pay dividends this fall. Behind them is almost zero experience. From a group of good-looking athletic guys who can run, only Brandon Barden has any time on an NFL field, and that was just 3 games last year. Marcel Jensen, TJ Tialavea, and Reggie Jordan all arrived as undrafted rookies. They fit the mold between 6'4 and 6'6 and weigh between 250 and 270. Jensen turned heads with some acrobatic catches during OTAs and was remarkably quick for a 270-pound guy. All four of the guys behind Harbor can catch. The question is, can they block? If Jensen can, then he could be the early favorite with a Lewis-like frame. And there aren't many of those guys in the NFL. For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.